everybody, and welcome to episode 244 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Monday, September 28th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and this may be a shorter show than usual, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I feel like a sickness is coming down upon me, because there's like a scratchiness in my voice, and hopefully it's not too scratchy as it's being recorded and whatnot. But I got some stuff to talk about, though. I have quite a few things to talk about, not just Metal Gear. In fact, I will barely touch on Metal Gear. I'll just mention it to be like, I'm still playing the Metal Gear. But first, I want to talk about a miracle that happened. This past Saturday, something I never ever thought would happen. I thought this was a forlorn impossibility. I was so sure that this thing no longer existed, that it was just somewhere out, like this somehow made its way to Mars and I would never see it ever again. But like there being water on Mars, I guess I didn't actually pay attention to whatever the whole announcement was, because I don't, whatever. It's Mars. What, we're not going to be going to Mars anytime soon, so whatever. To those who don't know the backstory, I'll just basically say this. I was super excited for Heavy Rain when it came out, the PS3 game from David Cage, the studio that did Beyond Two Souls and Indigo Prophecy / Fahrenheit, what was it? Fahrenheit something. And I was super excited for that game because I loved Indigo Prophecy. And I was so excited for it that I actually imported the special edition, because I was just like, one, it was a beautiful looking case. Two, I just really wanted to have something special for that game because of how much I loved the previous game. And I imported it. It was actually not that bad, the price. I think it was probably maybe around $70 or something, including the shipping and everything. So it was just sort of, it was basically just regular price. It might have even been cheaper. I'm trying to remember, but that was a while ago. But anyway, I imported that copy. And I ended up loving the game until the very end, in which I found the ending, the last hour or so, to just completely ruin everything that came before it, at least the way I played it and all the decisions or the way the characters came across in my game. The ending made no sense. There was no way to justify that ending, to say it was logical in any way. It was horrible. It was horrible. I never played it again after that, and it was just such a disappointing turn of events, because I was really, really enjoying the game until then. But fast forward, I don't know, a year or so, or maybe even less. I'm not sure when I lent the game out, but a friend of mine, who I'm no longer friends with, borrowed the game. He lived out in California at the time. I'm not sure where he lives now, if he still lives there, because he ended up, and I don't know if he still does. I think he ended up going to Pixar, which isn't in California, I don't think. But I let him borrow the game. I mailed it out to him. And however many months passed, and he's just like, whatever, he's not gonna finish, he's not gonna keep playing at it, so just send it back. And he told me he sent it back, and then I never got it. And then I don't know how many months waiting, I asked him if he actually sent it, or, you know, that I didn't get it. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then he said, I think he said, oh, sorry, I'll send it now. Then I waited again, didn't get it. And that time he said something about, oh, his stupid intern or whatever, his assistant who he gave it to send to me, didn't do it. And that just kind of pissed me off. I never expressed how pissed off I was at that point. Because, like, at that point, I was just like, really? You can't just put it in a envelope yourself and mail it to me? You have to give it off to your little lackey, your intern, or whatever? I mean, I just found it incredibly disrespectful that he would treat my property in that way. He didn't seem to give any shits about it. And if that's the way, if that's the kind of respect you show my property, that's the same respect you're showing me. I mean, it's you are showing me as much disrespect as you are my property. And then, we, you know, months pass again, and I ask him about it, and he's like, oh, I'll send it, like, whatever. And then there was a point where I'm just like, it doesn't exist. He, whatever, he lost it, he broke it, he sold it off. I don't know what he did with it, but he's never going to send it to me because he's a piece of shit. And I don't care if he actually listens to this, and I don't care if he, I mean, there was a point where I was going to, like, basically just, like, email him or something, and I was like, no, I won't get anything out of doing that. But yeah, that heavy rain ruined that friendship. But I don't really care, because if that's the kind of person he is, then he, whatever, I don't give a shit. But then, randomly, my friend, Kevin, who y'all may know as Hotcakes Man, he does the Undercover Unitards podcast, which y'all should check out. He messaged me at some point, and he basically, I don't remember if he asked me if I still wanted it or something, or he just flat out said, I have your copy of Heavy Rain. I'm like, in the back of my head, I was like, bullshit. And then on the surface, I was just like, okay, are you going to send it to me? I'm like, why? Where did this come from? Because I feel like it was just a random statement of him being like, hey, I have this. And I was like, okay. And then he's telling me how he's going to send it to me. And it was, I didn't end up getting that either. I was like, it probably doesn't exist. It's okay. No, I think it started off first with Dan saying he was going to give him my copy, and then he would be the one sending. I don't know. It's all weird. And I was just like, whatever. I mean, I've long just withdrawn. I held up the white flag long ago with that. I was just like, I'm done. It's over. Doesn't exist. I even bought a copy, which I don't think I ever opened. I bought a second copy, even though I didn't like the game, just because I was like, I need to have this game for whatever stupid reason. But time passed, and let's just fast forward, because this story sucks. And oh man, my throat really does not feel good. I met up with Kevin this past Saturday and chit-chatted for just a wee bit. Met his papa and got my copy of Heavy Rain back. And it was, it's like the last thing I ever expected I would ever get back. It's probably been like 5 years since that game came out, since I lent it away, and actually get it back is just mind-boggling. It still is mind-boggling that I actually have my copy of Heavy Rain, not the one I bought, but the original copy. It's back in my possession. And I'm so amazed by that I kind of want to play the game again. I was telling him, because, you know, just like, oh, welcome home. Why don't I play you again, even though I don't like you? I like everything up until a point, but now that I know what happens at that point, I don't think I'll be able to enjoy the parts I enjoyed initially. But yeah, that happened. He also gave me 2 Wave Birds, which I haven't used yet, but that's exciting because I've never used a Wave Bird, but I've heard great things about it. So thank you, Kevin, for being the awesome person that you are. Thank you for the Wave Birds as well. Thank you for being the cool you and having the hottest cakes in the world. And let's move on with the rest of the show now that I got that Heavy Rain out of the way. Holy crap. How is it in my possession again? How is it not just in like some landfill somewhere? I don't get it. It makes no sense. Mind blown. So I played some games.
Inside Ninja! Shing!
First and foremost, I will mention that I played the Rainbow Six Siege beta. And I never really looked into the details regarding the beta and all that. But I'm assuming, I just have to assume that it's a really, really, really early build. I can't remember when the actual release date for the game is. I don't think it's this year. If it's this year, then this beta better be super early. Because visually, and I'm playing on Xbox One, looks like garbage. Like, it just does not look good at all. I think it might be the worst looking first person shooter that I've played on Xbox One. Of course, usually a game will look visually not as great as it does in single player, multiplayer wise, because it has to compute all that other crap and stuff like that. And but yeah, it does not look good at all. And I only played Terrorist Hunt because that's the mode I'm most interested in. That's my favorite mode from the Vegas series. I just love going in and, you know, doing a co-op, but I never tried the co-op because I wasn't playing at a point when my friends were online playing it as well, so I don't want to do that with randoms. But another problem I have with the game is that the controls feel really, really kind of janky. And I hope that's fixed. I hope it's been fixed over time and that this being an early build, that this would be part of the problem. But for me, the sensitivity in terms of aiming and all that and movement, I could not find a good middle ground for me, for my personal taste. It was either too stiff or too loose. It was never comfortable. I was either, if I just felt like I was unable to accurately aim my weapon, or I was too slow in being able to accurately do it. So it was either moving too slow or moving too fast, never moving just right. So the beta has been disappointing for me so far. I'll probably put some more time into it. So I can level up and unlock some more characters and whatnot, but so far it's pretty disappointing because it's both ugly and doesn't control that well. I do like the destructible environment aspect. I think that's a nice addition to at least the Terrorist Hunt side of it. And also, I found it annoying that I could not pick up enemy weapons. It's like, I went in with this loadout, but everyone here is using shotguns. There's no hostage for me to rescue, so why? I just want to take one of the shotguns. Because I don't think I had the ability to select a shotgun at first. Because in the beginning, you don't really have a huge amount of options in terms of your character and weapons and whatnot that I remember. Maybe I did, I don't know. Because I haven't dabbled too much in it because it's just been a disappointing experience. Played some Soma, which is the latest game from the Amnesia, the Dark Descent. I don't know. The first Amnesia game, that studio. It's their next game, and I didn't play much of Amnesia because the second I saw an enemy, I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm out of here. And Amnesia didn't grab me story-wise. Soma, actually, I found the intro, the setup for the game to be rather interesting, where you are you're in the real world and you're this male character who has, who had a brain injury, is going in for tests and you just kind of are around his apartment, then you go on the train, and then you go to this doctor's office. And I like all that setup. Then I was, you know, transitioned to the other part of the game, the actual part of the game. And I'm going to play it until I puss out. But I haven't played it since that transition. I was like, okay, shit's gonna get real now, so I'm gonna come back later. And I haven't gone back yet because I wanted to try a whole bunch of other games that I haven't gotten around to yet. Because I've kind of, speaking of Metal Gear, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, still playing it, loving it, but I'm kind of reaching that point where it's going to be more of a, I'll play you a little bit here and there, but I've finished almost all the side missions. I'll get around to the story missions. My mother base and FOBs are all fully upgraded. And yeah, I'll probably get really deep and dirty and down all up in its business when Metal Gear Online comes out. But until then, I think I'm at a point where I can kind of take a break from it, because there's not much to do other than recruiting soldiers, because I have plenty of vehicles in my inventory. I'm fully stocked on resources, so I can't even add any more. I can add more from stealing online resources, but the in-game offline resources are total out at 200k for everything, including the reserves. So yeah, I don't need any of that stuff. But where was I? Oh yeah, wanted to play a whole bunch of things since I had time, since I'm not playing Metal Gear as incessantly. So I finally played Tango Fiesta, which I've been excited about playing for a while. I never played it while it was in early access. Got a review code, and I've only played the first kind of story arc or whatever. So it was like, I think the first three or four missions, which all take place in the same area. And it's a lot of fun. It reminds me a lot. It plays like Smash Up, so it's a over-the-top twin-stick shooter, but instead of having a full 360 axis, your axis is like, I think, is it 8 points, I believe? So up, down, left, right, and diagonally. And it reminds me actually a lot, like the way it's set up and just kind of the audio cues and the bits and boops and the story and all that of Commando for NES, which I really liked back in the day. And I really like it. It's got a charming kind of dumb little story to it, and I like the humor. It's cheeky, and so far it hasn't been annoying or too like, oh, you think you're so fun. I don't know. But it's fun. And I haven't messed around with the co-op yet. I look forward to doing that, and hopefully we'll get to play with Lunchbox. And maybe, I know he got the 4-pack, which I told him I don't need a code because I'll probably get a review copy, which I did. So I think he was going to send one to, why can't I remember his name? Craig, Prof Dresser from the Sign In Podcast. And maybe Super Pro, I don't know, but it'd be fun to get co-op going with them. But I'm enjoying that so far. It's probably like a $10 game or so. So it's on Steam. It would be so, I'm playing with a controller also, and controls great with a controller. I would really love it if it came to Xbox One or PS4. Like, it just belongs on console, I think. I think it would be a great console game. But what I would really be great on is a Vita. I know the Vita is the Vita and it's dead, but it would be good on Vita. So good. Played some Forza 6. Played my first rain puddle level, puddle course, and that was interesting. It was fun. I'm enjoying the game, but I haven't put enough time into it yet. Went back to Forza 5 and Forza Horizon, and I was like, I like these Forza games. But then I'm like, I wish I owned digital copies so I could just like launch them and delete them, launch them and then close them to get the like daily bonus or whatever for my Forza Hub, my overall tier level, so that I get better bonuses and stuff every time they pass that crap out. But that's pretty much all I've been playing that I can remember. Played some more Blood Bowl 2, which is fun. Just the load times are terrible on Xbox One. And I mentioned this on Twitter and how I forgot to talk about it on the last episode, but what's really annoying is that you can concede a match. So if you're at a point where you know you can't win, you can just concede, you know, throw up the white flag. The AI, so far at this point, will not do that. Even when there's no chance that they can win. There are 8 turns and a half, so 16 total. You're not going to be able to score. Like, it's going to take 2 turns at least to score. If you're at the start of a possession and moving on, to actually score in 1 turn would be really, really amazing. So I was beating the AI at about the 14th turn, 4-0. And you get 1 point for scoring. So far I haven't come to anything where it's like you get more points for doing this or that. And you only score via touchdown. There was no way the AI was going to win. And there was probably no way after like turn 12 or something. Having to play out the rest of the match, knowing the outcome already, super annoying. Because it's not a super fast-paced game, being a turn-based strategy game. It's not like some crazy action sports game. It's a strategy sports game, so it's slower than your typical sports game. And it's not particularly fun when you're playing for nothing because you've already won. So that kind of sucks. But yeah, that's all the games I've been playing.
Insane! Shing.
Anime has come to an end for almost all the summer series. Maybe the last ones will be up today. But I finished quite a few more series. I only have like a handful left in both of my queues, which is crazy to look at. Super awesome to look at, because it's like, oh, I don't have all this crap to watch anymore. But that's going to change in like a week when the new season starts. I'm definitely not going to be doing as much as I did this past season. But I finished Gangsta, and I don't know if a second season has been confirmed or not. But if not, well, regardless of whether there's a second season, there has to be, because the first season is a trash. It's a garbage season. It's terrible because it just opens a bunch of doors and closes none of them. It sets up all this stuff, and there's no satisfying end to the season. There's not any kind of really strong story arc for that first season. It just kind of is dumping all this information, all these characters on the audience, and then not really wrapping up anything. It's just like, here's all this stuff. It's interesting, isn't it? Well, maybe you'll see how everything else plays out. I'm assuming there will be more because of the studio and the creative pedigree behind it. And I feel like it's one of the more popular shows. But holy crap, it's a bad season. It's not a good season because it just sort of meanders about. And it just goes nowhere. I remember really enjoying it in the beginning, and then there came a point where I was like, first I thought it was a 24 episode season, so I was like, okay, there's still plenty of time to wrap things up and to flesh things out and to wrap things up at a point. But then I saw after like the 7th episode or so that it was actually a 12 episode season. I was like, what are they doing? I don't understand what they're doing. There's no way the season is going to end with a satisfying end. And it didn't. And it's just kind of sad because I really had high expectations for that show. That's, I think, my most anticipated show going into the season. And I just left super disappointed. Like really disappointed. I think on my anime list, I started the season giving it a 9 after the first few episodes or so, and I think where I left it, it's either a 6 or a 7. I think it's a 6, because I think, you know, regardless of whether we get more, as looking at it on its own merit, the first season of Gangsta is just kind of garbage. It just goes nowhere and doesn't satisfy any of the... It just is completely unsatisfying. Prison School, I have my issues with that show, but, you know, it is what it is. It's so ridiculous and crazy and pervy and all the things, and it doesn't shy away from any of it, and you know what? I can like it for some of that craziness. And the last episode was a great nonsensical, ridiculous what is going on episode, and a great end to the season that left it on a, oh, I can't wait for the next season, but I was very satisfied with the way this season ended. So Prison School, while it's not my favorite anime of the season, it did have a really good arc across all the episodes, and the ending was both satisfying and left me wanting more. So, good on you, Prison School. You actually know how to end a season, unlike Gangsta. But yeah, Prison School is Prison School. I think by now everyone knows what it is and whether they'd be interested in it or not. Food Wars. That was... I mean, it wasn't like a super exciting end or anything, but it just kind of... Food Wars is an anime that I look at things like One Piece, Naruto, and all those really long-running series, and I'm like, I am not into any of those because I would have so much catching up to do. But I love Food Wars in a way that I would want it to become something like that. You know, give me a few hundred episodes of Food Wars. I'm going to stay current with it. I want so much more. They really took their time with this season, and there's so much more to go. So, and I'm pretty sure it's a popular series, so just keep feeding me it. I just hope it comes to a point where, and I don't know where it's at production wise and all that jazz right now, but I hope it comes to a point where it's just like every week you get a new Food Wars. It's not broken up into seasons or stuff like that with extended breaks, because I just want my weekly Food Wars. That's what I want. I went back and watched an older show, Haganai, and that's a weird show. I don't really like it because I found most of the characters to be incredibly unlikable. The only person who isn't unlikable is the main guy. And then everyone else is just super annoying. You have this 10-year-old nun who calls the main character her big brother, and she's just annoying as all hell, and so is his little sister, who's also 10 years old, and she gets really upset with the nun who's calling him his big brother, and there's a lot of weird sexual crap going on in the show, and his good friend from when he was younger actually is this girl who he thought was a boy when he was younger because she dressed like a boy and acted like a boy, and she doesn't tell him, and she gets upset that he doesn't recognize her even though she's dressed like a girl now and it's been years, and why would that be his fault? And she's an incredibly mean person, so I don't like her anyway, and I have no sympathy for her, and they try at times to make you sympathize with her and give a reason for why she is such a bitch, but there's no reason that is ever acceptable for being as mean of a person as she is. You know, the whole do unto others as you want done unto you, that way of living, you know, I think that's a good way to go about living. But I think a lot of people take that and change it a bit to say, Do unto others as you want done unto you, unless somebody does shit onto you and then you're okay to do shit back onto them. That's not how it works. You don't get a pass if somebody is crappy to you. You just should be good to people if you care about being good to people. It doesn't matter if they're not good to you. Because that just doesn't give you an excuse. It makes you no better than them. It makes you as equally garbage. There's also then this busty girl who is rich and whatever, she's okay. And then there's this incredibly pervy, I think her name is Rin. She's the worst. She's so annoying and such a huge perv and has these like orgasmic, psychotic rants of perviness, and I can't stand her. And then there's this boy who looks like a girl, and then they keep dressing him like a girl because they're like, to really become masculine and not be picked on anymore. He's not being picked on. They just think he's a girl, and they treat him like a girl because he looks like a girl and acts like a girl. It's like, well, just keep dressing like a girl. Not be as feminine as... Well, I don't know what they're doing with him either. And then they have the whole... There's a point where it's like, oh, the main character unzips the back of that boy, and he's like, oh my god, why am I feeling this way? And they have that added to it. There's something else that's stupid in the show, but yeah, it's disappointing in just how dumb it is. What is it? There's something that stuck out as being an additional dumb thing to the show, and I really want to mention it because I feel like it's super dumb, and now I'm building up this thing that's not going to be super dumb. Oh, yeah. This is just a weird thing about the show. I was surprised, and it threw me off every time it happened when there was actual uncensored nudity. Never any vag shots, but full-on bare breasts. There's kind of equal parts, just two characters who you get to see naked. Butt-ass naked, both their chests and their butts. And it was really weird. And I'm not against nudity, but it just was handled weird in the show. His little sister, so she's a 10-year-old girl. You see her naked. She's the first one who pops up naked. And it's just really random. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? Like, what happened? Like, I was watching, I'm like, she's naked. Why is she naked? I don't want to see this little girl naked. Please put some clothes on her. So that was weird. And then the big busty girl, of course, ends up naked twice. And that was just like, oh, you went there. Okay. I guess it was rated for adults, but I didn't realize that, or I just wasn't expecting it based on what I knew about the anime. But yeah, that was weird. And then, I started watching, finally, Battle Blood Blockade, I think is the title. And I'm, I think, 7 episodes in. But I'll talk about that on the next show after I finish it. I won't finish it, because I found out I was on my list looking at it, and it was like, airing. I'm like, what do you mean it's airing? It started in the spring. Like, why would it still be in it? And I guess there was a delay. And the finale, the last episode, will actually be coming out on October 4th, I think. So I picked a great time to catch up with that show because it never actually finished. And it's going to be finishing in like a week. So, yeah, I got lucky there because I would have been pissed if I was catching up with it. And I was like, where's the last episode? But that's kind of weird. But good for me. Sucks for the people who are actually watching it. But I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I'll talk more about it on the next show. Or I guess I will, even though by then the finale will still not have aired. But the last show I caught up with is good old Makara no Danshi, the Pillow Boy anime. That is just one creepy ass show and weird, and I don't understand it, because the personality they place upon you, the viewer, is always weird, and in many cases it seems like you're somebody who doesn't want the attention of these pillow boys. You want them to leave you alone, and they're incessant and will not leave you alone. It's like there are times when the Pillow Boys come across and the scenarios come across as date rapish. And then there are creepy ones. There's one with a little like 5-year old who's, oh, I've been a bad boy. And you know, I'm like, what is this? And it's the little description for him. And I don't know if they mean the actual weather heat, but it's like, oh, he's just a whatever hot boy. I'm like, what are you talking about? But it's just really creepy for the most part. There are some that were okay. Like, I did not mind Librarian Danshi or the Food Truck Danshi. I think that's it. They had these twins that were super creepy. They were really creepy because they kept calling you a perv, but they started off by talking about how they like flowers, and it's like, oh, I really like the pussy willow. I'm like, what? Because the pussy stood out just because I am who I am. So I initially saw that first on the subtitles. I was like, wait, what? Is he literally just going right? Like, he's not even trying to hide the fact that he's a perv. But there was a pussy willow flower. But then they have like a leaf, and the one twin hides it into the other one's like Komodo or whatever I think he's wearing. And then he's like, oh, go find it. Close your eyes and just put your hand in and search for it. I'm like, what? What? I don't want to do that. And then they're like, you cheated. You watched it the whole time. Well, now here, you hold it or you put it somewhere. And we'll, I'm like, God, that one was super creepy. But I think one of the parts about it that makes it incredibly creepy, even more creepy than it typically is that there is no background noise or audio of any kind. They are completely silent episodes. It's a completely silent anime other than when the Pillow Boys talk. And, you know, some are Pillow Men, but whatever. But I don't understand that. I don't understand why there's no background noise to any of these episodes, or why there's no audio at all when they're doing other things. Like, there was an episode that has a violinist, and he plays for you at some point, and then I think he might even play like a CD to let you hear a song that he really likes. They don't play that. Am I supposed to imagine that? I mean, I don't understand why there's no. It gives off this really kind of weird vibe to it. Like you're in. It just makes it feel more enclosed, more imprisoned in these creepy scenarios, and I don't like it. It's just a weird show. I don't understand who it's for, why anyone would find it compelling, or I don't know. It's just not good. But yeah, if you want to watch it, it's on Crunchyroll. 4 minutes with a minute intro in every episode, so it's 3 minutes of weird creepiness that, for only being 3 minutes in length, they can really drag on too. Whew. But yeah, that's on Crunchyroll. And Gangsta, Prison School, and Haganai, those are on Funimation. Food Wars, Makaran no Danshi, Crunchyroll. And Battle Blood are Blockade. I keep wanting to call it, because I think that's the name of that behemoth game. Battle Block Arcade or something. Battle Blood Blockade is on Funimation, so check those out. It's also probably on Hulu, because I think Funimation and Hulu have some kind of partnership. But that is it for anime, that I can remember at least. So that will do it for this here episode. I'm going to go get some liquid in my mouth because it's really bothering me right now. But once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram, PXSausage. Besides, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. I'm also PXSausage on Xbox, which y'all should add me. And I think on Wii U, I'm Pixelated Sausage. I have like 2 friends, so just add me. I think it's full on Pixelated Sausage, no space. But yeah, if you're into video games, check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Radio, which sadly we didn't have an episode this past week because everyone was busy except me, and I wasn't going to do a show solo since I do this show on Mondays. But check that out. check out the old episodes and get ready for the next one in 2 weeks. Also checked out the Signed In podcast. I don't know why I always forget to mention that show, but check that out because it's great. They just had another episode talking about Lego Dimensions, and I gotta stay away from that game. Though I don't know if it's actually a good game. The Lego collecting bit would eat me, but the actual game, I don't know. If you're into racing, check out the Sports Car Unleashed podcast, which is co-hosted by one of our Pixelated Radio lovely, lovely hosts, Rich Rolex DP Racer Hall. You can find that at scunleashed.com. And then, of course, as I mentioned in the very beginning of the show, check out the Undercover Unitards podcast at undercoverunitards.com, which is all nonsense, I'm pretty sure. That will do it. I don't think I have anything else to say. If you like the intro music and outro music, it's a song off my brother's album, Sanctimonious. Track 8, Curse of Beer. He's singing in Icelandic. And all the other songs aren't in Icelandic, so don't worry about that. And have a great day and a great week. I'll talk to you all again on Thursday, everybody, when it'll be a new month. Yes. Enjoy your, I want to say burrito, because I listened to a few Nerdist episodes lately. Don't enjoy your burrito. That's my saying. Don't enjoy your burrito. Enjoy your sausage. Your sausage. Your sausage. Okay, bye, everyone. Bye-bye.